They're crazy. But by faith, I knew that night, oh Lord, this is the start of something big. And I worked hauling for 22 years. And when the devil knew I became a cop for Christ in this here fellowship, boy, he put an attack on me that I tell you, I've been shot at, man. I had my buddies die in my arms. I mean, I saw my friends get killed, and not 30 or 40 years old, but in their early 20s. In their early 20s, one after another. I remember one time my friend came up to me and he says, Mike, I'm real depressed. It was a Christmas Eve. And I'll never forget it. I says, okay, let's talk. And he says, Mike, he says, my wife left me. He says, I can't handle this. How many know Christmas is a hard time? It's a hard time. And I says, okay. I says, let's talk. And we shared for almost 2 or 3 hours. And I had already told my sergeant that I was going to be talking to him, that he's real depressed. And then, let me tell you about New York police anyway. They allow you to do these things because the war is on, you understand? And they ain't worried about, you can't, you got to... Go talk to that guy. We got enough troubles here. And I was talking to him. He left with a smile on his face. And I thought that everything was all right. And I went home. And I had to wake up that afternoon to go to work for that night. I had to work Christmas Eve night into Christmas morning. And I go into work and I'm in the precinct. And oh, there's silence. Now, I don't like that silence. You see, I know about silence in the precinct. One of three things happened. Either we lost the man, one of us got fired, amen, or there was tragedy in the family. And I knew it was one of them three things. And all of a sudden, I looked at the home postman and I finally said to him, I said, what happened? And he said, so-and-so took the gun and put it in his mouth and shot himself this afternoon. And I said, oh Lord. And I thought of that guy 3 hours. I mean, that morning I was talking to him and I thought all was well. Amen? And the only thing I can say is it just got me more fervent to want to serve God. And I realized, I said, oh yeah, devil, you're having a field day here. And that just, you know, these things should get you more charged up for wanting to do God's work when you see what the devil's doing to our people. Guy was preaching last week and he says, the devil's attacking us. And I had to get up and say, that's not true. It's an onslaught. Why are we praying for cancer so much? Broken marriages, AIDS. Why are we praying so much? Because the devil's on an onslaught. But it's about time that we put him on the run. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's about time we put him on the run. It's about time we put him on the run. Don't be afraid of him. Hallelujah. We're more than conquerors. Hallelujah. More than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. More than a conqueror, boy. And then I realized that I loved it. Now, oh, I love the fight that was going on, boy. I love that fight. I'd be out in that street now and I'd say, okay, how many know you got to be strong in the Lord? Yeah. Be strong in the Lord. And you know, first way to get strong is invite him in. Invite him in. And then I realized something. I said, you know, we can't get, in churches today, we can't get them speaking in tongues. The devil wants us to stop speaking in tongues because we communicate with God. Amen?
That's right.
So I'd go to work at night and my locker would open up. And I'd start getting into the locker, head and all. And I'd pray in tongues that night. All by myself. How many know it's depressing at 12 o'clock at night on the 25th? Depressing, I mean it. I'll show it to you. There's one green light on this side and one green light bulb on that side, right? And you look at the buildings, they're all, oh, it looks like a war. And the garbage is in the streets, and the gangs are running out there. Most depressing. And you got to police it. And if you ain't got the power of God, how are you going to last? And I get my head in that locker, and I would, a lot of times I didn't feel like it. Amen? Come on, you don't praise God just because you don't feel like it. I would just get in there and start off this way. Oh God, I praise you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, my friends would come around now. In the beginning, they went that way. But as the war was going on, they came back. Amen? And some of them even stuck their heads in the locker with me. And I'd start praying in tongues. And I'd be praising God first. And then I'd go into tongues. And I'd start praying and praying. And then I noticed the guys that ran away from me started to say to the home postman, I want to work with Mikey tonight. How many know they can sense that God was with me now?
Yes.
I mean, the cops would say one or two things. Their favorite saying was with each other, "He's crazy. Look at him. He goes out there into the middle of them streets at night and he could care less about anything. He walks down the block giving them five. Hallelujah." He says, and he comes back every night. Amen? Safe and sound. Hallelujah. You should get excited to know these things. And there I would be there, my head in the locker, praying to God in tongues. And then I'd say, "God, you know about my angels. Keep them on assignment tonight." And the first time I met my angels, the first time I met them, boy, I was in awe. I mean, I couldn't win. You ever played in bingo games before you saved bingo? I couldn't even win in bingo. I was so bad. And now I got angels watching over me. Real, live angels. How many know that when you work in an adverse condition, God will send angels there? Amen. And I knew the devil was on the attack, and I used to talk to God just this way. "God, Lord, Jesus' name, they're after me out there." I says, "Lord, they want to kill me." I says, "I know they want to kill me." I says, "But Lord, you promised." I'm not talking about the people. How many know we don't wrestle them? The wicked spirits were rousing these people up at the night with alcohol and drugs to get me. And I knew it. I'd say, "Lord, them wicked spirits are out to get me. And you said, Lord, that you'd keep angels watching over me and you would protect me." And how many know it's good to talk to God that way? Put him to his word and he knows it. He's not offended. And you know what he'd say to me? "Watch my power." He says, "I'll open the windows of heaven and keep a legion around you, Mikey. You just go out there and be a witness to me in a dark place. Let that light shine." Amen? And I would go out there. Now, I'm not bragging about this, and I don't advise it if there's any policemen here. But I never wore my bulletproof vest. I would just go out there because I didn't like that thing. I would put on my shirt and tie. I would go out there, and I would stand my post. And I would see all hell break loose and the Lord watched over me. That was my faith. Amen? I don't want it to be your faith, but that was my faith. And I stood out there. And this one night, some guy I was arresting, he had just stabbed a guy. And I put the handcuffs on him and he went, "Poo!" And he spit right at me, right? And I looked at him. By this time, all the cop cars were coming up and all the guys were jumping out. And this guy says, it was two homosexuals. One guy stabbed the other one. And he says, "I have AIDS, and so do you." So I took that little spit and I went, "And I got the power." Amen. To walk upon that snake. Hallelujah. And all my friends in the car, they were watching this. So, oh, there he goes. "And I got the power to walk upon that snake. And you need Jesus," I told him. How many know we're not afraid of anything? Amen? Anything. Listen to the word, anything. Nothing, we used to say in Brooklyn, right? God watching over us in adverse conditions. You know, in this last day fight, get out there. I hope that I'm preaching hard enough for some of you to become pastors. Some of you to be evangelists. Some of you might even become a missionary. Amen? Because God wants this out of us. You see, this church, it should be packed in the hour we live in. Amen. That's right. And you know what? It's going to be packed. Amen. Listen, hold the fort. Amen. Don't give up the good fight. Amen. Help is not on the way. It's here already. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember that. Help is here already. Hallelujah. "Mikey, when is the big revival coming?" I said, "Brother, when I got saved 23 years ago, the revival happened." Hallelujah. It's in us, the hope of glory. Stir up the gifts. Quench not the Spirit of God. Be full of joy. My sister, I watched you during that praise, and God, you were jumping up and down. Hallelujah. Get free. Get free in God. David came back from many a battle and he danced humbly unto the Lord. He saw more than all of us put together. Amen? But he was excited because he knew God was with him. And if God be with us, who can be against us? This one night, man, a radio came on, 10:13, all units. So I answered the call. It was in the subway. And all of a sudden, as I get down there, a crowd of people are around this cop, right? And they're pushing him from one person to another. One person to another. Now, nobody writes about these things, amen? And one person to another. The poor cop couldn't pull his gun out or nothing because there was just too many of them. So he had to take what they were doing until help came on the scene. And I remember I ran through the crowd, man, and there was this one guy with a big mouth, man. He was stirring everybody up, and I hit him from the blind side, put the handcuffs on him, and all of a sudden the crowd said, "Throw that cop into the tracks. Here comes the train." Boy, I knew that. How many know sometimes you hope you're dreaming? And I knew this was real. You ever think sometimes you're dreaming and you're not, and am I up? Well, I was up. And every part of my senses said, "Oh, you're up." And I realized I was going into them tracks, and here come the train, and I didn't have time for that long-winded Pentecostal prayer, amen? And for the Catholic-minded person, I didn't have rosary beads, amen? All I could say was, "Jesus, help." And as I was going into that track, two big black guys got in front of me, right? And they were just going like this, and they were going like this. And they were pushing the crowd. Now, I got the prisoner here handcuffed. I got him by the handcuffs. The guy that was being pushed around, the cop, he's got my jacket, the three of us. And these two black guys are pushing him. One black guy says, "Hey, officer, follow us." And I looked at them two guys and I said, "Brother." Now, my hat was knocked off and I was bleeding from the head because I hit that eye pillar. They had knocked me into the eye pillar. And as I was going through the crowd and into the mezzanine and into the street where the patrol car was, and there was a lot of people around the car, and in New York, you don't take bows. You understand what I'm saying? You get out of there quick. And the driver was yelling, "Hurry up, get in the car. We got to get out of here." And I just want to bring you, sometimes you're not having a good day, amen? Now, my head is hurting, believe me. Do you ever get hit hard right over here in this part of the head? Oh, man, it was stinging and the blood was coming down my face like this. Right? The prisoner is in the car. He's screaming, "I hate cops! I hate cops!" at the top of his lungs, right? I'm listening to him. My head is hurting. I finally get in the car. The siren's going, woo, 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 woo. And the driver makes a fast turn before I can shut the door, and the door shut itself, but I didn't get my leg in yet. Boom, right on the shin. I went, I says, "Oh, you know what I'm saying here?" So I figure I got to stop these things quick. So the first thing I did is I got to shut him up. So I heard a guy once say, "Pray in the name of Jesus." So I said, "In the name of Jesus, quiet up." And he went, "Oh." I says, "Oh, I can't wait for my next victim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to hit him. In the name of Jesus, quiet up." And the next thing you know, boy, I says, my leg's starting to feel a little better now because it was the initial hit, right? And the guy shut the light off. How many know relief is on the way, amen? God is perfect. Now I'm sitting in this car. My heart is still beating fast from this whole situation. And I'm sitting in the car thinking about how close I got to being killed again. And I know I'm not wrestling this guy in the car. How many know that? Do you read your Bible? I'm not wrestling him. He's only another victim. Amen? Right. Wicked spirits happen to have him. I'm praising God and witnessing to him when he gets out of this here semi-coma God put him in. I have it all planned to tell him about Jesus, right?